Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In this episode, we talk about how to get out of your comfort zone. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, I want to talk about how to get out of your comfort zone. This is a topic that a lot of people struggle with. I struggle with. Our comfort zones exist for a reason. We're going to dive a little bit into that in today's episode, but it is nevertheless important to move forward, to try and make progress, that we break through those comfort zones and redefine what the walls need to look like. So this should be a super good episode. Now, before we jump into it, today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. Getting your daily dose of vitamins and nutrients isn't always easy. There's no perfect diet, and no matter how well we try to eat, we're still likely to be missing things that our body needs to perform at its best. That's what Athletic Greens is for. I've been drinking Athletic Greens first thing in the morning, most mornings, and it's an awesome way to get my nutrients in for the day, leaving me feeling more energetic and able to focus just a little bit longer, especially on those days when I stayed up late the night before and didn't quite get enough sleep, which happens pretty often. In those moments, Athletic Greens comes in clutch. It's packed with adaptogens, vitamin C, probiotics, and a bunch of other things that your body will thank you for. And right now, Athletic Greens is giving to my audience a special offer on top of their all-in-one formula, which is a free liquid vitamin D supplement with your first purchase for additional immune support. So, if you're looking to upgrade your multivitamin or take one nutritional formula that's going to help cover your daily nutritional bases, then you want to consider Athletic Greens. Athletic Greens makes getting as much high-quality nutrition as possible incredibly easy without the need to buy multiple products. Make an investment in your health today and try the ultimate all-in-one wellness bundle and support your immunity, gut health, and energy by visiting athleticgreens.com/tinyleaps. You'll receive up to a year's supply of liquid vitamin D for free with your first purchase. So honestly, why not do it now? Again, that's athleticgreens.com/tinyleaps, or click the link in the description of this episode. You need to get out of your comfort zone. This request, this demand is placed upon you by social media, family, friends, mentors. Pretty much everyone in your life is telling you this. This is something you've heard your entire life. Self-help people have talked about this constantly. But we love our comfort zones. They're familiar and predictable. It's a place of low anxiety, low stress. It's like that big fuzzy blanket you have on your couch, the one that you love wrapping yourselves up in. It's like that. Because as we learned back in middle school psychology class, safety is second only to food, water, rest, and warmth in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The problem is that your comfort zone can be a hazardous place sometimes. Whether you want to climb Mount Everest or you want to learn to grow roses, your comfort zone can prevent you from taking the risks necessary to allow you to grow. Allowing your comfort to dictate your experiences will leave no room for progress, and you let go of all the things you could have done. And then one day you're left asking the question, is this all there is? Really? Also, by staying in your comfort zone, you may not be able to make decisions or move forward if there is a sudden change in your life. If there's a loss of job, death or sudden illness of a loved one, or any drastic shift in our day-to-day, that can create high levels of anxiety and stress. stress and anxiety that you have zero experience working with. You've never had to deal with because you have stayed inside your comfort zone. That can leave us in a place where we're unable to cope, and that's a major problem. But if you really sit down and think about it, it makes sense that we stay inside these comfort zones. This shouldn't be shocking. After all, if comfort offers safety, and safety is important, as Maslow breaks down for us, why would we challenge it? Why would we do anything different? So with that said, today I want to talk about what we can do to start breaking out of that comfort zone, because it is important. We know it's important. We know that we need to make more progress. We need to do more. We need to achieve more, to be more. We know that we want more in our lives. And until we can break out of that comfort zone, we're going to struggle. So let's dive into how we can do that. And we can dive into that by starting here. What exactly is a comfort zone? Well, it's defined as a psychological state in which things feel familiar to a person. They are at ease and have the perception of being in control of their environment, experiencing low levels of anxiety and stress. And one thing I want to drive home here that I think is really important from this definition, they have the perception of being in control of their environment. It's not actually about whether you are in control. It's about having the perception of it. That's what leads to a comfort zone. That is what leads to that feeling of security and safety. You can be perfectly in control, but not feel it and still feel insecure. Or you can be in an insecure, challenging environment, but be in control. This is why we see elite rock climbers that go without like the ropes and stuff. They don't crack from the pressure. Because even though they are in an insecure situation, they're in a position that most people would freak out and have an anxiety attack, they feel in control. They have the perception of being in control, and therefore they feel and are secure. The scientific roots for this go back to a classic psychology experiment by Robert M. Yerkes and John D. Dodson, where it was found that a state of relative comfort was necessary to create a steady level of performance. Your comfort zone is a space for balance, and it's simply a natural tendency we have. It's just something we move towards. It's a place where your activities and behaviors fit a routine and pattern that minimizes stress and risk, and of course, minimizes the amount of energy that we need to expend each day. Because as we've talked about many times on this podcast, your brain likes your comfort zone. Being the hardest working organ that we have, the brain likes to keep things as simple and easy as possible. Therefore, a comfort zone is where your brain is content, knowing what to expect, and that means no sudden challenges. So stepping outside your comfort zone can leave you feeling anxious and stressed. It leaves your brain thinking, what is going on? I can't deal with this. Go back, revert, control alt, delete. But there is a balance. We can find that balance, and that can allow us to step out without completely freaking out. So let's look at that. How do we achieve that balance? Well, the answer, as it usually goes on this podcast, I know you're probably sick of hearing this, one small step at a time. Your comfort zone exists as a result of the habits, thoughts, behaviors, and routines you've built up over many years. And just as with any habit that you're trying to change, starting with small steps outside of your comfort zone, small steps that just sort of nudge at the edges of your comfort zone, that'll make it significantly easier to start, which, as we know, is the most important part, and it will ensure sustainability. However, all the advice in the world won't make stepping out of your comfort zone any easier. Thankfully, there are some things that you can do that will give you the gentle shove you need. So number one is to make it a habit to try something new every day. This can be tiny. This can be small. But do something outside of your routine. Do something that is different for you each day. And switch it up. Maybe take a different route to work, or try a new place for Taco Tuesday, or maybe go vegetarian for a week, or wear a bright color, something that you don't typically wear, or maybe reach out to a different friend every day. The goal here isn't to do anything so drastic that you collapse under the crippling anxiety and pressure. The goal is simply to start the process of trying new things. Make that your new normal. Make doing something different, doing something new, your new normal. After all, it'd be far easier to consistently take progressive action if it's totally normal to do so, right? If your habits include doing something new, then doing new things will be easy. Doing new things will feel less scary. You'll feel more in control of the insecure environment you place yourself in because you have done it so many times, just like that rock climber. Now, initially, this is just about taking small steps. We just want to nudge the edges of our comfort zone without completely breaking through. However, small steps often lead to larger steps. Once you conquer your fear with those small steps, once you gain control of the insecurity through those small steps, then it's time to make things a bit more challenging. Maybe you can travel solo, or maybe you can start a new business or find a new job or have a conversation with someone you disagree with, or maybe even go skydiving. You could. Now, those things might seem impossible from where you're starting today, but that's because you haven't made the progress yet. It's like levels in a video game. If you're level 1, you can't see what's possible at level 60. You have no map showing you what that could look like or what that could be. But the closer and closer you get to level 60, the more of it you're able to see. The more you're able to understand what is going to be possible for you. That's how Tiny Leaps works. You start small by doing things that feel possible right now. Feel like you're able to do them without freaking out right now. And with each hop across the lily pads, across the water, it reveals the path to the next one. It reveals what is now possible for you. And it's only when you get to the other side and you look back that you realize how far you actually came. So start embracing those small steps and don't give up so quickly. Give yourself time to achieve your goals, because your comfort zone wasn't constructed in a day, and unfortunately, it won't be broken in a day either. So here are the key takeaways from this episode. Number one, comfort zones equal security and safety, and those are powerful forces to contend with. However, growth does not happen without friction, and in this case, growth is caused by the anxiety of getting outside your comfort zone. Number two, your comfort is a habit, and you can change that habit with small and consistent steps. Once you move past the anxiety and fear, you look back and tell yourself, that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. So I hope this was helpful to you. Be sure to click subscribe if you haven't already. I would really, really appreciate that. And also make sure that you never miss a new episode. I've been Greg Clunas. This has been Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take.